Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is off today. My husband loves a beautiful, lush green lawn. I, on the other hand, honestly don't really care. So he said he wanted to do more to make our lawn look nice. And I said, that's fine, as long as there's no chemicals. So our neighbors probably hate us now because the yard smells like chicken poop, but at least it's natural. So that's Lisa Vera's laughing, the wonderful Lisa Vera, certified green building professional who joins us here now once a month on Naturally Savvy. We're going to be talking about the dangers of Roundup and give some natural weed control alternatives. So even though that wasn't exactly on topic, I thought it was close enough and I knew I'd get a laugh out of Lisa with our chicken poop lawn. Hello, Lisa.
Hello. Good segue into this today.
Yes. So
you'll be getting the last laugh with your natural, or you know, herbicides there.
It looks beautiful. I must say.
I bet. Really. I bet it does. And yeah. You know, that's going back to nature there. So Roundup, for anyone that isn't familiar with it, is the number one weed killer herbicide being used today. It came into market in the 1970s as a broad spectrum herbicide, because it's really effective at killing plants and treating gardens, lawns, and even agricultural products. But what's happened with, and a lot of landscapers, they won't touch anything else because it does work so well. However, there, of course, is a downside because this is the chemical components that we're talking about here. And the herbicide's been linked to acute health effects and, most recently, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So we've got a price to pay for those green lawns if we're going to stick with a product like that. And the makers of Roundup are Monsanto. So if you're not familiar with Monsanto, if you've been living under a rock and don't know who they are, I want to tell you, because a lot of people don't know, and they might think, oh, GMOs, aren't they the people that, you know, have their hand in GMOs? Well, this company creates Roundup, but they've also either brought to market or had their hand in the following products that were brought to market: PCBs, saccharin, polystyrene, the atomic bomb and nuclear weapons, DDT, very toxic pesticide that was banned decades ago, dioxins, Agent Orange, petroleum-based fertilizer, Roundup, aspartame, bovine growth hormone, and GMOs, genetically modified crops. So I always
Holy
ask
cow.
People, right? People just don't realize that.
That's quite the list.
That's quite
no,
the list,
I did not.
Yes. The dirty dozen. Yes. And are these really the people that you want to be providing you herbicides and food? Are these the people we want to be controlling our food? Think about that. I mean, people, when we get into GMOs, which is a whole other topic we're not going to get into today, you know, you have to think about the people that are creating these products. So
yeah,
the problem,
scary. You know, right? I have to say, every time I hear about DDT, I always think of that Joni Mitchell song when she says, "Hey, farmer, farmer, put away that DDT now." Anyway, sorry,
that's pretty
that
good.
Song.
I've never heard that song
Thank
before.
You. Oh, it's from Big Yellow Taxi.
Oh, yeah. I gotta listen to it.
Yeah, you gotta listen. Yeah,
exactly.
Well,
and
that was back when it was still around, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. And actually, it still shows up. It shows up in soil, even though it's been banned for so long. And in fact, your carpet in your home, it's being tracked in from the bottom of your shoes. Even still today, they did a study and found that DDT samples were coming up. So, you know, when we do finally ban these products, they're not gone from our environment. They linger. And so it's important to not use them in the first place. So the issue with Roundup is that the active chemical in there is called glyphosate. And this is the chemical that was just recently classified as a probable carcinogen by the World Health Organization. So this just happened literally this year, and they deemed it a probable class 2 carcinogen, showing that in laboratory studies it created cancer with lab animals. So this is a big issue. This is not a product that we want. So that's the active ingredient in Roundup, is this glyphosate. And it's also been linked to Parkinson's disease, infertility, and cancer.
Oh
now,
my gosh, that's so scary.
Oh, it's so scary. Even California is now considering listing it under the Prop 65. Prop 65, if you're not familiar with that, it requires chemicals known to cause cancer to be listed. So even if you go into a coffee shop and there's there's ingredients in the coffee making process. They have to say Prep 65, you know, ingredients in here are linked to cancer. You'll see it in parking garages because of the exhaust and things like that. So that'll be a great thing to have that labeled. If that happens in California, of course, it'll affect the entire nation. Everyone will actually probably label that. So people will be more aware of what they're using. And what I want to kind of explain is how this works with pesticides. We did a show a while ago on pesticides, and this is similar in that manufacturers aren't required to list all the ingredients, okay, on their label. They're only required to list the active. So with Roundup, you only see glyphosate listed. But 99% of the formulation can be inert, which is the inactive ingredients. And that can make up, obviously, 99% of what's in the can. But they're protected by their trade secrets. They don't have to tell you what those are. And there's a chemical called a surfactant called POEA that's also in Roundup. And they have found in studies that this POEA can be toxic to human embryos. And these researchers from France found that it can suffocate human cells, particularly embryonic, placental, and umbilical cord cells. So it's not just the glyphosate that we're concerned about here.
And okay, so that's so glad I don't use this, but so many people do, right? And it's really scary, like we mentioned earlier.
So many people. It's the most widely used herbicide. So what I really do want to leave you with is natural alternatives to using Roundup. And number one, starting with vinegar. Vinegar is the king of weed control. Vinegar is great, and you can actually, you need to mix it with some natural dish soap. And what happens is the vinegar burns the foliage, and as it penetrates into the soil, it literally lowers the pH so the weeds won't grow back. And what's great about it is the vinegar will break down in the soil and water, so it's not going to contaminate the rest of your lawn, and it's safe for the environment. So this one's so great. This is great if you're managing your own yard, just use vinegar, especially if you have like a small amount of weeds that you want to control. And cornmeal gluten is great. Cornmeal gluten can be used to maintain, and I'm going to name brands because I know people want solutions. One of my favorites is Safer Brand, and they have Weed Prevention Plus. It's made from 100% corn gluten. And it's 90% effective from preventing weeds from growing in the first place. So that's really great. And you can tell your husband all these tips, too.
Yes,
And Burnout, too, is another. That's an actual brand name. But that uses citric acid and clove oil. And the makers are St. Gabriel Organics. And they give you their MSDS, the material safety data sheet, to tell you everything that's in there and that it's perfectly safe to use around your pets and around your children. And then fatty acids are really good. You'll find those in the form of soap, and they work like vinegar to actually burn the leaves of the plant. And there's different types of fatty acids you can use and even products that contain those. And even essential oils, clove, summer savory, cinnamon, and red thyme, all have natural herbicidal effects, so those are great. And finally, native landscaping. Use, instead of doing a lawn, especially if you're in an area that isn't really conducive to that, use native plants that are native to the area that are going to require less water and upkeep.
Yeah, I'm thinking because you're in California, and I mean, with the drought, aren't most people's lawns turning brown?
Exactly. And 19% of the United States is experiencing extreme or moderate drought, and we need to be reducing our water usage anyway. So native landscaping is so great. It takes whatever, you know, grows naturally in that area, and that's what you'd be using for your landscaping. So it's such a smart way and requires less fertilizers, herbicides, and pesticides.
Speaking of smart, Lisa, you are so smart and so on top of it. We always love having you here. You can learn more by going to www.ronandlisa.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at Ron and Lisa. And be sure to check out these natural products. They all sound like they smell great, unlike the chicken fertilizer, but I'm still using it and our green lawn is doing great. I want to thank you all for listening. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. You can go back and listen to old shows and keep up with what's hot in health and what's going on. So again, thanks for listening to Naturally Savvy here on Radio MD. Stay well.